B-Pod Studios.
Loren is not ready to do a rap party podcast. She's eating.
I am ready.
Roy says we always... Well, what did you just say?
I said that we always half-ass the rap party.
I feel like I full-ass the rap party.
Well, but sometimes like I'm eating... Yeah, if that's your full, I'm concerned.
Well, at least I never bailed out in the middle of it to go calm my son down.
And see, now you're just lashing out and attacking because we were attacking you, and that's okay.
You are, and that's rude.
Like eating on the rap party. What are you eating? Don't tell me. Now all of a sudden my inner Fred Willard's coming out. apples and peanut butter, your favorite.
Yep.
Even in non-pregnancy times it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think when I started eating those, I was pregnant, but I didn't know it.
Oh,
okay.
Is it the same as with cash?
Mm-mm. Nope, it was strawberries and watermelon with cash. Now it's strawberries and apples.
The strawberries thing was weird. You'd bring in a big bucket of strawberries and eat all of it during the show.
Mm-hmm. I could go through a 5-pound like Costco strawberry in 1 or 2 days.
They're so sour to me.
I love them.
I got to be honest, here's a commercial for Costco. Their fruit's pretty good, and it lasts longer than some of the other stores.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know that strawberries is the only fruit where the seeds are on the outside of its skin?
What about a kiwi?
Those are on the inside.
It's on the inside.
I also would have accepted that's not a fruit.
I think it is.
It might be, but I still would have accepted the answer.
Okay.
All right, couple things. Speaking of strawberries, did you know there's a couple strawberry fields here in the Charlotte area that you can make an appointment and go strawberry picking and social distance?
I guess one of them has amazing strawberry ice cream.
Well, have you done it? Have you made your appointment?
I have not.
I think it's a cop-out for these farms to have free labor. And they charge you. They charge you,
you know,
to pick from their
them?
Field. Hmm?
Manny, do you know the names of the places?
No, I could look it up. Stand by for me.
Screw you over farms.
You pick.
Do the work for us.
You pay, you pick.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it Hall Family?
Maybe.
That's the one by your house. Oh, I've said too much.
We have like a couple random strawberry bushes growing in our backyard.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was like, I didn't know what they were.
Wise Organic Farms in Indian Trail is one of them.
Wise
Organic Farms in Indian Trail.
Okay.
We have, I don't think it's a cherry tree, but the tree has red stuff that are like little circular balls. It's some fruit. I'm too afraid to eat it.
Like a holly tree?
Maybe.
If it is a holly tree, don't eat it because that's poisonous.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Because I've had cherry trees, and they don't have the same texture. These are hard.
Well, the holly tree sucks because it's got really pointy leaves.
I don't know. I'd have to go check.
Yeah, it'll stab you.
I just can't wait to get a chainsaw and tear down all my trees.
Hmm.
And I'm also having this issue with my neighbor who doesn't secure their trash, and the trash keeps blowing into my yard. And I'm doing this passive-aggressive, well, I'm doing this fully aggressive thing where I take the leaf blower.
Not so passive.
And I blow their trash into their yard. And I know they see me do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I'm waiting for them to confront me.
Yeah. How do you not have any contact with this neighbor? You've been there. I feel like it's the same conversation with you. You've been there.
In a different language. We don't know. Their kids giggle and wave at me.
That's good.
Which is funny. They get excited whenever I come out.
No, there he is.
Big boy. Yeah, big boy and the skinny black boy.
Oh, my God. I know. Loren, we were talking about you freaking out at the Chick-fil-A. We played that audio. And then while you were gone, we got a phone call from somebody who would put into the Rap Party podcast so you can hear it. That's coming up. But, like, are you at the point, because I haven't seen you in so long, are you at the point where you're totally uncomfortable?
I wouldn't say totally uncomfortable, but I am at the point where I have insomnia now. Like, I legit didn't go to sleep last night until like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then Cash got up at 1:30, and I was up from 1:30 to 4:30. Fell asleep just in time to wake back up for the show.
Yeah, that's good. So today will be a good day for everybody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The wrath of Rhett.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually feeling okay right now. Tomorrow will be the day.
We'll go take a nap after this. Today's a perfect nap day. It's raining here in Charlotte.
Can I just say that I've been looking up this Wise Strawberry Farm, and they have really good-looking strawberries. I'm actually now on board.
I think you and Sterling should go.
Well,
and take Callie.
But then they don't allow dogs. I just looked.
No.
Yeah.
You could take Dean. Well, we call him Quarantine.
Quarantine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his new name?
Yeah. So on today's show, too, I talked about how like I had a complete meltdown as a parent. I've been trying to hold it together. Then finally, we were a month and a week into stay-at-home orders. And it was like, I had this meltdown moment. And I've realized that it's either Dean or Ruby. And like, it's hard to get them to be on the same page together. Like, one of them is doing something that is either irritating or wrong. It's like I had Dean and Ruby playing the other day while Amanda and I made dinner and drank wine, mostly watched dinner and drank wine. And they were up in the playroom, and you can just tell like a certain Ruby screams are Dean's doing something to me screams.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And so they played well for like 5 minutes, and Dean's on the PlayStation, which was fine. He got himself screen time, and then we go up, and Ruby's got markers, and Dean's taking the markers from her, which is the good thing to do. But then, like, all she sees when Dean comes around is Officer Dean, who grabs everything from me, that type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like, no, buddy, you can't do that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then next thing you know, there's another scream. What's going on? I'm getting something for Ruby. What's the something you're getting? Now, Ruby's being good, sitting on the floor, and Dean's climbing up on our shelf to get the freaking bear that's on the top of it. The shelf could come crashing down at any time. He's climbing it like it's a tree.
Yeah, that's tough.
Do you anchor your shelves?
This is an anchored shelf, yeah, but he could have fallen off of it. You know, it's a built-in, but, you know, we don't have to get into all that cost, you know, all that stuff.
Fancy.
Yeah, I'm not. By the way, that was one of those things where Amanda was like, we're doing it. We're getting it done. And this is the price. And I was like, what? That's the price? And she goes, and it doesn't include painting. I go, that's even worse.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. We got two of them. We got one downstairs and one upstairs, I guess because of the craftsmanship woodwork is custom. And anytime you put the word custom in, Loren, back me up here, it starts getting expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, so.
And sometimes I think people just throw in custom so that they can make it expensive.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. If the word generic, not expensive. Custom, expensive.
I had a guy come to give me a quote on my front door, and he tried to tell me that I had a custom-sized front door. I'm like, no, I don't. I was like, I literally just measured it, like, yesterday, and I can go on Home Depot and get the same door for, like, a third of the price.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? He saw you in that fancy neighborhood, that country club, thinking you rich.
Yep, and I'm not.
Well, yeah, window.
Got news for him.
I'm getting windows from Window Nation, and they go, since we can't come in and measure right now, why don't you we'll do a video thing. You measure it, get the tape measure, and we'll watch you do it. And they're like, what size window? I go, they're standard. I don't know. And he goes, you'll be very surprised how different these windows are. Like, because the house does this. It expands and contracts, and sometimes the windows, I know. That's what he was telling me.
The windows move, too?
Yep.
I don't buy it.
That's why they have. That's why they have the windows have the spacing in it. If you look at your windows, they're not window all the way around. There's some spacing on the edges to keep it from breaking. Because if the house goes like that, your windows would all break.
Okay.
I know that my windows. So, I bought the blinds from Home Depot, so I must not have special design windows.
All right.
It's fun. All right. That's a Wrap Party podcast, everybody. Loren, listen to this.
I was going to squeeze in the phone call.
It's coming now. We're going to squeeze in the call. Loren, listen to this. She feels your pain. She freaked out after something happened to her while she's pregnant that wasn't very serious. Here she is. Roy. way, Nikki Monroe is on the phone, and she cried over something just like Loren did.
What'd you cry over, Nikki?
Okay, so this was several years ago. My daughter's 5 now, but I was working in a restaurant in Monroe where we have to do a lot of sweeping. And I had already swept my section. I was ready to go. And I think I was like 7 months pregnant at the time. And my boss looked at me and asked me to sweep an extra table. And I guess that was just the cherry on top. And I literally just had an absolute meltdown. And he looks at me and he's like, why are you crying? And I said, I don't even know. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. Oh, yes. And you know what I love about it? Loren's not here. She just ran out probably because the baby's pressing on her bladder. Roy, I love how these pregnant women laugh about it. That is so important. And it's so awesome that you guys understand and you just can't control it.
Yeah, I mean, and his wife was pregnant at the time, too, so he knew it was just hormones being crazy, but it really was. Sweeping that last table of peanut shells was what sent me over the edge.
No. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for listening, Nikki. What are you doing right now?
I actually just got back from the grocery store, and it was funny. I actually know Colby, who you were on the phone with. I used to work with her.
That is very, very odd. Colby was the last caller we took on the show today, Roy.
Yes.
She's a super MRL show fan. We love Colby.
I listen to you guys every morning. I usually get off work at 7 a.m., and I immediately change my radio station to 95.1. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's super sweet, Nikki. What do you do?
I am actually an assistant manager for a large convenience store company. We'll
okay. Awesome. Well, thanks, Nikki. Thanks for listening to us each morning, and have a great day, okay?
You guys do the same. Tell Loren she's got this.
All right, I will. We'll talk.